Okay. The first ones I want to look at are from last Tuesday, or two days ago. And it's the binary hex test JS1A and 1B that I told you I wanted you to look at. Okay, so I'm going to bring those up. What I was trying to do... was essentially avoid the view source showing you what the number is. So if I went in here and I'm running this, if I do a view page source, it is now showing me the binary number. So it's showing me 0010. It is not showing me the answer. So there I've got it. All right. So it's showing me the binary that came up for people to test is 10. I made it into four characters, so it's 0010. But that's what is showing is the 0010, and that's the value that I'm carrying around as opposed to showing the answer. Okay, so that meant that if I wanted to do that, I had to, instead of showing the answer, I had to basically calculate the answer at the last minute and not keep it. So what I did is, if you look at this code, and I put a lot of show messages in, except that I'm trying to figure out where I put them in. Okay, first of all, I have this binary value as opposed to real answer. So I'm using binary value. Right down here, once I know that they have the answer, I'm doing calculate answer to get the real answer so I can check it. So it's at the point that I want to check it that I'm calculating the real answer. Okay? Whereas before, I was calculating the real answer before they were putting in an answer. So now I'm calculating it when I want to check their answer with the real answer. So the timing is different. Okay? And the other thing that is different is that I am doing a doing that calculation right when they're ready to go. I guess that's the same thing, really. Okay, so I'm trying to think of echo. Yes, here's the echoes. So I did the two cards, and I wrote in a lot of echoes there for you so that you could see them. Okay, and so we're going to follow this one through, and luckily it came up with a two-digit number, so that was a nice thing for it. So I've got this answer, and I am showing the answer. I'm showing it, which is 0010. So what I did is I started out, and I've got a binary number, and I said I'm going to make the binary 0000. Okay, that's going to be my binary number. Now, if there are two cards, I want to leave the 00 in the first two characters, and I want to change the last two characters. So I'm going to leave character 0 and character 1 alone, but I'm going to change character 2 and character 3. Okay, so I'm going to change those. When I go into the 3-card one, I'm going to change 1, 2, and 3, leave 0 alone. When I go to the 4-card one, I'm going to change them all. Okay, so I went in there and I said, okay, choice 1 equals a random number from 0 to 1. And then I said, I put a note in there about my use of string. This is called casting to string. So if I take this and say, take choice one, turn it into a string, and put it in binary three. And take choice two and put it into a string and put it into binary two. Okay, and I could have reversed those. It doesn't matter which the choice is as long as I'm consistent. So then I put the 10 in there. Okay, so that's where I've got it, and you can see that I did an echo of the binary and got it out. And so now I can make a choice. And so I am calculating the real answer. I said, now, if choice 1 equals 1 and all that. Now, notice I've commented all that out. That was the way I did it in the past. Okay, but I've commented this all out. So all I did was generate the binary. And if you go to 3 and 4 cards, that's all I do is generate the binary. Okay, and I commented out all that stuff that I had with the real cards. And then, down here, I have my calculate answer. And remember again that I changed the timing. So I don't do calculate answer until right before I'm going to check and see if my answer equals real answer, as opposed to doing it early on, because then when I display, I had a problem. So I did it down here, and I did calculate answer looking at all four digits. And basically just went through and said, okay, if the four digits are 1111, then I am going to have an F. If they're 1110, I'm going to have an E. And I basically went in and did it that way. So that I have the binary number basically set up like an array. And I am now looking at the four digits in the binary number that's an array. And coming up with the right answer. So I come up with that answer, and now the hidden one is the binary value. So I'm just passing, when I do the answer and pass it, I'm passing the binary value. I'm not passing the real answer. Before, what I did was I calculated the real answer, and I passed the real answer. Now I'm just holding on to the binary answer and passing the binary answer, and after they've entered in their guess, then I go through and calculate right before I check and give them feedback. So when I ask them for an answer, I don't know what the answer is yet. Okay? Whereas in the previous version, I knew what the answer was. Now I don't know what the answer is. I'm waiting and doing it after they've put in their answer, and then I can go ahead and calculate it. Okay, so the timing was a good deal of what I changed there, so that I just kept hold of what the binary was. Okay, and I'm sure there are a gazillion other ways of doing this. You know, you could generate a random number and hide the answer somewhere in this great big 10-digit number, so that when the 10-digit number displayed, nobody knows which one it really is, and that kind of thing. But this just seemed like the most straightforward way. Questions?
How come the form tag doesn't have an action attribute?
Where's my form tag?
The get answer.
It's just got method equals post.
That's sufficient.
Yeah.
If you're gonna send the answer, send the result back
to the same page. Yes, that's sufficient. Yeah. And you're right. I could have put the action in there. but the method equals post is good enough to do it. And then I went on and played around with it, and this one here is just doing a shorter version. And I'm trying to remember. Okay, and the basic thing here is we calculate answer, and the rest is pretty much the same. I set up an array of all the answers. And then just went and pulled out binary 0 times 8 and went through each one and did face value times position value, because again I have a 4-digit binary array. Basically the answer is set up as a 4-digit array, and I took the first digit, multiplied it by 8, the next one 4, the next one 2, the next one 1. So I was doing face value times positional value, which is how you do the conversion. And then I said, okay, now that I know what the decimal answer is, because I multiplied face value times positional value, and that gave me the decimal. Now I said, okay, use the decimal as the index to go to this array and pull out the right answer. Okay, so use this, go to the array, and pull out the right answer. So if the answer comes up to be 8, I will go in, or better yet, 11, I'll go in and grab the B. Okay. So I did the calculation to convert it to decimal, used the decimal calculation as a index to go into this array and grab the right thing. And the decimal is going to come up with a 0 through 15, and it's going to then go to the array and grab the 0 to 15. Questions? So that's just an easier way to calculate the answer. Every time you look at a program, you think, oh, I could have done this by doing this. Oh, I could have done this by doing this. And I actually forgot about this. I had this hanging around at some point, but I had done it the more iffy-oriented way, because at that point I wanted to emphasize if statements. Okay. For the rest of this period, you're going to send each other emails. Okay, so I'm going to go into 18. This is week April 18th, and I'm going to bring up a very basic email. Okay, now we're only set up so that you can email yourself at BCC. So we're only set up to use the BCC addresses.
Should be good.
Huh? Yeah, good. Well, it worked for me yesterday, other than a slight lull with CIS
Web.
Well,
this morning it was off the screen. Remember you? Sent me a
yes, yes.
Voicemail that was
yes,
off.
That is. I didn't even notice. Thank you. I hadn't got to the point I wanted to write something, Carol.
Okay.
And that's when I would have noticed. So, what I've got here is an email that I can send. Okay? So, I'm saying 2 is where I want it to go to. Subject is the subject line. Body is the message that I want to put in it. Those 3 are all required. Headers I can use for a whole load of different things. And it is a good thing to use, especially to get the from in there. If I don't put the header in and can put the from in there, then I am going to get Apache as the person that sent it. Okay, it's just going to give me the server, and you will see Apache. And I think I've got one of my examples that does that. So then I said, okay, now do the mail to 2, subject, body, and instead of putting the headers. And then I echoed out a statement that just said that the mail was sent. So if I go into my website, and what you should do at this point is make a copy of this. Now, I ask you, please, do not send me a thing until you are sending it for me to grade. Okay? I don't want to see all of your samples clogging my email, please. Thank you very much. So, you cannot send me anything. I asked you to send me some emails as an assignment. When you're sending me those, that's fine, but that's two emails. So I only want to get two emails. I don't want to get all of your practice emails. So talk to somebody near you, get their email address so that you can see if they can go back and forth, okay? So get an email address of somebody else so that they can check and make sure they got your email and all that. So go in, copy this.
You can send it to your own email, too.
You can send it to your own email, right. But if you want to make sure that it's getting to somebody else, get somebody else's email, okay? I'm not into collecting. Okay, so, actually, where do I get this? The P. Grosser 11 and mailed, which is the student one. How do I don't even remember how I go about getting that, because my, I got the P. Grosser 11 at Bristol CC.
It's like something
in its own. No, you log into Access BCC to get that email.
I log into Access BCC, okay. That's more aggravation than it's worth. So,
forward it. If you want to get outside the college, you can forward that to another email.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to show you. My stuff is on Yahoo.
Right.
Because I'm forwarding my stuff. My Priscilla.grosser at bristolcc.edu gets forwarded to a Yahoo account. So I can see it at the Yahoo account.
You can forward your Access BCC mail, too.
Yeah, I don't actually ever... I can't remember the last time I ever checked that, so don't ever send me anything there because I don't even bother to check it. So anyway, if I come in here and say, all right, I want to run this one, which is, I'm going to change April 18th, and this is called email.php. Okay, and it just said what you're seeing down here is the echo, okay, that says I sent it and it took my two. So that's what I'm seeing here is this reassuring statement that absolutely means nothing. Other than I put out an echo and I echoed what I'd written in the two. Okay, that could be a totally bad email address. Nothing could have been sent, but at least it reassures me that there was an action that happened, that I got to the echo statement. That's all it really shows is that I got to the echo statement. So what I want you to do is take this code down, add in your email addresses, and send it to yourself or send it to somebody else, but experiment and make sure you're getting it going. And I'm going to, in the meantime, bring up where mine is. Yeah.
Is that mail a function? Or what's it doing?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to change this one too. So it's Bristol CC. It doesn't much matter. Just. I actually checked that account. Okay, so if I go in now and basically I'm going to go to my Yahoo account. And when you look at the number at my Yahoo account, you will understand why I use a Yahoo account and don't use BCC.
And how come we only can send it to BCC emails?
Because they decided for security reasons to limit you. A few years ago, you could send it any way you wanted to, but we're getting more security conscious. And so they decided that that was not going to happen anymore.
I want students spamming people.
Right. You know, and it, for your purposes, it's fine to try this out. You know, it really, it doesn't hurt the teaching because you're learning how to do it, and if you want to set up your own server, then you can spam people to your heart's content. So there's my email. It came in here. Okay, so there's my email. And there it is. Okay. So my message says, okay, here is, it was sent to, that's where I got it, my subject. And when you're writing a lot of them, I've decided that I like putting which email it is up in the subject line. So when I get it, I know what email it was, but I've got 10 different emails, which email sent it. And then this is my body, and you can see my body in there. And my headers is my from, so you can see my from in there. So that email got through. So as I said, I just sent it to myself. Go ahead and send it to yourself. Please do this. Yeah?
What is the backslash N?
Oh, I'm sorry, to move down another line.
Okay.
Line feed, basically.
So the body can be messaged through?
Yeah, the body, I mean, I've got, you know, I've got the text of what I want to say in my body. If you, whatever you write there is going to go in your body.
I'm saying like the body, it could be like message.
You have to use the word body.
I've got to use body?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can have message and turn it into a body, and you're going to see that in a minute. But the key words they want are to subject and body. Actually, you know, you may be right. Thinking about it, message and body may be synonyms. And I just forgot that for a minute. Use body now and then go and we'll try message. So if I change this to message and change that to message and come over here and send it again.
You gotta save it.
Thank you. And then send it again, which is exactly why I do not want my email messages being in your email, because I have now sent myself 3, and in the course of this, I'm gonna send myself 20 probably, and I don't want 20 from each of you, or my email has just completely exploded. So if I go back to my inbox, okay, so there is the second one that I sent by mistake, and there's that one, and it worked fine. So message worked fine. I forgot that for a minute. Body and message are synonyms.
I think I sent you one.
You think you sent me one? Repeat after me. The to is not going to have my address in it. From, I don't care. You can send it from me to your heart's content. But the to is not supposed to have my address in it. And as I said, talk to the person that sits near you and grab somebody else's address if you want to see if that works. And if you can send it to them. And then next week we're going to talk about using this with a database, which really is how you can spam people, because you can send everybody in your database an email message, except you can only send it to everybody you know at BCC. You can't send it to the outside world.
It teaches about denial of service attack.
Pardon me?
It teaches about denial of service attack.
No. Okay. Has anybody got an email coming to them? Yeah, no, I had you test it before. We've had problems with this. Last year, we had a really interesting problem. And I don't remember the exact details, but it basically boiled down to if you tried to include an image, it added an extra E into the address.
Right, yeah, that was a problem with the server. I forget what the company was.
It was on their end. I forget what the solution was, but if
no, they had to fix it.
They had to fix it. But if you got an extra E from there. So if you went in and in your image address you took an E out, then you'd be even and it would work.
It was with the Access PCC email.
What?
Got to change it.
The from me doesn't matter. The to me is what I would like to avoid. I mean, as I said, I have my things forwarded to Yahoo, so I'm in at Yahoo looking. But if you don't have your things forward, you want to be in at your Bristol account looking. And actually, I'm going to open my other Bristol account because I send something there as well. So you're saying I can log in through Access BCC because that's where I go.
Yep.
But. Okay, so when I log in here, this is the email that I see.
Click the email tab on the top right. That's just a preview of your email, but on the top
right,
there's an email link.
But if I look at this, you can see all the stuff, but that is pgrocer11@bristolcc.edu. But
no,
somewhere
no,
I have...
at bristol.mass.
No, this one is bristolcc.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And we'll find out. You're right. But I mailed it to Bristol CC and it was getting through. All right, then where is...
That would be your Outlook.
That would be the Outlook. No, wait a minute. All right. When I was looking at this, I was floating around. I had three email addresses, I thought.
Nice, I got it. Yeah, you have to send it to Bristol.
Priscilla.grocer@bristolcc.edu. That's Outlook.
Yes. That's an exchange account.
And then pgrocer11@bristolcc.edu.
That's also exchange account.
So where does that go? Because that's the one I thought was going there. And I'm still not convinced it's not both going there, maybe.
This is the Luminous account. That's what all the students get.
Okay.
And that's the mail.bristol.mass.edu. So you have two exchange accounts?
Apparently. Okay, if I come over here, because I was using a variety of different accounts, basically.
I'm going through the faculty and staff link on our main page.
Okay, maybe that's where I went. I thought, and obviously I should never disbelieve you, that it was, this one was the Bristol, pgrocer 11 at Bristol. And I swear I sent myself something yesterday. Which is why I was so sure that I knew what I was talking about.
And are you forwarding those? So you're checking them at Yahoo?
No.
And stuff like that?
These I'm just checking right here. So I can just go in and click on it and check all those, and then I've got my inbox so I can do it. And you're right, it's saying mailed out Bristol CC, so that's obviously it, but. Well, I'll try sending something to somebody else in a minute. Okay. And this is not coming up, but eventually it will. There we go.
This is the first one. What do you have?
Okay, I guess I was sending it to too many places because if you look here, I've got five different addresses going on.
Oh, it's Bristol. Huh?
Yeah, you can change it from yourself to yourself.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. But you can only use BCC accounts. So even though I'm forwarding to Yahoo, I'm not sending it to Yahoo. I'm sending it to Outlook. And Outlook is forwarding it to Yahoo. So I'm checking the receipt in Yahoo, but that's because I have all my emails forwarded. And that's because I have thousands of emails. And Bristol would have shut me down a long time ago.
How come you could say it comes from a different email?
Because you can basically, how do you think you get emails from interesting sources? And that probably is one of the reasons why they decided for security reasons. Yeah, you can put anything in there, in the from. And you can have it come from...
And the president.
Huh? That's right. So that's one of the problems. Okay, but this is my Yahoo account. And again, when I send it to this address, priscilla.grosser@bristolcc.edu, it gets forwarded to my Yahoo account. And that's why I can check it at Yahoo. Okay? But if I didn't have it forwarded, then I'm going to have to go and check it at Outlook. But I have many thousands of emails, and Bristol wouldn't let me have that at Outlook, so by forwarding to Yahoo, I'm all set. Okay, so these are my two spots. Has everybody got an email sent to themselves? Okay. Okay, so now email two. Not sure that I really did much of anything. Oh, this is actually the message. You'd think I could remember. As he asked a minute ago, body and message are synonyms, and I forgot for a minute. Body and message are synonyms, so I can use body or I can use message. Either one is going to work, and that's what email two is all about. Email three, okay, is checking on the email. Now, it is only going to check on gross errors. It is not checking the validity of the email. It is checking on the syntax. So, for example, if you leave out the at sign, it's going to pick that up. Okay, so it's checking the syntax. It is not checking the...
Can you use any variable names that you want? Is it just the position of the parameters on the mail command?
I believe you have to use to and subject. And body can be message. Okay, but I do not think you can change to and subject. Okay. On this particular one, if I run this, and I'm saying I don't believe you can because some people may accept other things, but the way it's supposed to be done is that way. Okay, three, I'm sending that. And that's going to my Yahoo account. Wait a minute. Not to my Yahoo account. Okay. So if I look at my Yahoo account, I should have gotten one in. And notice it's from Apache. Okay, this one is from Apache. And the reason is that I didn't have a from in there. And if I don't have a from, you see it coming from Apache. Okay? That's the default. So that one is coming from Apache. And if you go in and take out the at sign, you'll get a message delivery failure right up front. And this one has checking, and then I've got two line feeds here, the NN, and so you see it went down two lines. and then did you get this mail? So that's basically allowing me to control what I'm printing in the body.
Okay. So, if you do not put in the from, it gets sent, but it will not identify you as the person sending it. So, I think I did that about 5 times, but anyway. So, if I come back over here and I take out the at sign... Okay, and then I come in and I try to send it.
Save it.
Save it, thank you. We're keeping you. And I come in here and try to send it. It says message delivery failed. But again, what it's doing is not checking that this is an address that is existing. It's checking that your syntax is correct for an email address. Okay, so that's what it's checking for.
I just tried it with all different variable names and it works. It goes by position.
It does?
Yeah, the first field is who you're sending it to. So it doesn't matter, that's why it works with message or body.
Okay.
It goes by position.
That's interesting.
So if you rearrange those, you'll have problems.
True. No, I know you have to. I know the order has to be there, but I actually also thought that the two in the subject was supposed to be.
I mean, it makes sense to do two in subject. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You change variable.
Now, and so, what does it say in the email? Does it, in any way, when you look at the email, is the two gone?
Nope, it came to me.
It's
the two me. The subject was hello.
Okay.
And the body is checking to get this email.
Okay, so you changed the two and it still worked all right. Okay. I don't think I ever actually probably thought to try that because, as you just pointed out, it kind of makes sense to have the two. Okay, so... Cancel. That's not... Oh, yeah, I do want to close that. Okay, mail check. I don't think this really does much of anything other than, but take a look at that. It's got a two, a subject, and a body, and it's got the headers. And echo mail should be sent, and I just put the two down there so that I could actually see it. And then I said, if mail, if there's a problem, basically. So that one is a basic problem. Okay. And check A, I don't think is, and I think these are all just various versions on that, yeah. So I'm going to move on past the checks and go to color. Now, color is an interesting problem, and in fact, if you notice, you don't get a lot of color in your emails. So probably you should check out and decide whether you want. There is also a difference as to whether you use the old kind of color or the CSS kind of color. Okay, so if I put in my background color and my fonts in the old style, work some places. If I put it in the CSS, it seems to work better. So I've got an example coming up in a minute that is in CSS. Okay, so what I've done now is this is a more complicated version. First of all, if you're going to have HTML embedded in here, you can embed a whole bunch of HTML. Actually, let me run this and show you the output. This is going to all those places, so we'll go ahead and run it. So this one is called email color PHP.
And feel free to get it and run it. Just change the addresses and the two. Okay, so I just sent this out, and I am sending it to a lot of places, which is why I actually thought I was just sending it to those two when I was looking at it, which is why I thought that one was working. But when I look down here, I've got it sent someplace else. Okay, so I've now sent this, and I'm going to go to my Yahoo account and hope that it's come through. Yes. Okay, so there is what came through in my Yahoo account. And if I go to my this account, actually, I think I have it. And there's where it is. Okay, so first of all, notice the difference. Okay. When it went to my Yahoo account, there is no color involved. When it went to AccessBCC, I've got color around what I was actually writing. Okay, so like everything else having to do with the web, it is all very dependent on the packet, the area that you're sending to. And so sometimes the red works and sometimes it doesn't. So that's the first problem that we see, is I've got red in one account and not in the other. Okay, so now let's take a look at what I'm actually sending. And I actually like the way it shows in Bristol better, so I'm going to bring that one up. Okay, so I started out, and I have a 2. And I wanted to have the 2 have a comma in it. So I said, okay, 2, concatenate that with a comma. And then on the next line, I have dot equal, which means add that in. So I now have, as you can see, 2 things on the 2 line. And actually there's another one, but we'll see where that came from in a minute. So right now those first 2 things came out of the 2. Okay, the subject is coming out of subject test email. Okay, the message, I am now going to be putting in some HTML in order to control the message. So I've got message, or I could have body there, or if Eric's right, I could have anything I felt like putting there. And I can say message equals, and I've got a single quote, a double quote also works. And way down here at the bottom of the HTML, I'm closing the quote. So this is the HTML. So the message is going to be what HTML generates. And if you look at the output, you can see that it does. I've got a thing that says make the background color red, and in this particular one it did that. And then I said this is a test, and you can see that. And then I went over and made a list, and you can see the list. So I can use HTML to set up the message that I want to put out. Okay. Now, if I'm going to do that, I have to put these first 2 lines in down on the headers. Because those 2 first lines tell it that basically it's using HTML. So I have to put those 2 lines in. If I don't put those 2 lines in, and one of my examples I didn't, you will see the actual HTML in the message, as opposed to seeing the
the resolution of the HTML. You'll see the actual HTML code as the message. It will take literally, this will be the message, as opposed to resolving the code. Okay, so down at the bottom I have header and I have RN, and RN is carriage control line feed. And I'm not sure I experimented with that, with just using the N, but it would be worth experimenting with and seeing if it would work with just the N. So I've got each one of these headers is concatenated. So I've got, this is part of headers, this is part of headers, this is part of headers, this is. So headers can also add other twos on. So notice I added another two on there. And in this one, you know how you can put a name in front of the address? I did that in the two and I wrote test. And if you look up here, you can see the test and then that came up. Okay, and it just happened to go down on the next line because that's where the role happened. If it had been the first thing, it would have showed up there. So I can do the two. Then I put in a from. Then, and the from has the word from in it, or has the word me in it. And then I put in a copy. So I use CC, and you can use BCC too. And I put in a copy, and all those were done with headers. So I said, basically, the header is telling me to resolve the HTML. It's adding something to the to. It's adding something to the from. And it is doing a CC. And all of that is written into the headers. And then I said, okay, now mail to subject, message, and headers. And it gets sent.
Does the copy actually work, or does it just show up in the headers?
I believe I got a copy.
So I was running out of email addresses to test it on, because I sent a two and a from. I guess I could have sent a two and another one.
Okay, let me go back into, where's Yahoo? There's Yahoo. So I should have email color PHP showing up. Getting too much. Huh.
Because the from doesn't actually do anything, it just shows who it's from.
Yeah. I gotta believe that I thought it worked. Which means I gotta believe it did work at some point, because I can't imagine that I would have left it there without, but I'm not seeing it working. It is certainly coming up and indicating that it's sending a copy, because it's coming up in the CC and indicating that it's sending ad. You know, I'm basically getting Priscilla.grosser at bristolcc.edu. So it's certainly giving the illusion that it's sending a copy.
Well, that's how you spoof an email, too. You could say it's from anybody.
Yeah, right.
It's not actually... It could.
But my point is that it's showing up here, down here in the CC, which...
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's actually sending, though. It's just showing that it was sending.
Well, that's lousy.
Yeah. You might actually just have to put those emails in the tube.
Okay, so if I sent here. Okay, have you experimented with this and you're not getting the CC?
Yeah, I tried it and I CC'd my staff account, but I also sent it to my staff account and I only got one copy.
Okay, now try just CCing something, because that's what I'm going to try now, is I'm going to, this is mail, I'm going to CC it. Okay, so I'm not going to send to here. I'm just going to do this again.
And you can all experiment, please. Don't just make me work. You're a good person to have around, Eric, I think. Okay, so now I'm only CC'ing, and I'm going to put up here in the subject test CC so that I know for sure that that's the one. I'm sending it to a bunch of other places. I don't have it going to my Yahoo account any place except in the CC. And did I save it? And now I'll look to see if I actually saved it. Yeah, I did. So now if I come over here to my Yahoo account, and this was test CC, so I got it. Because all of my twos are going someplace else. None of these are going to Priscilla Dog Grocer at Bristol. They're all going to the P Grocer 11. And the copy is going here. So I claim that it was working. What did I just do there?
It's not working on mine.
It likes me best. All right, what did I just do that closed up, and where is the thing in Yahoo to open bar. It?
The bar.
What bar? Right where?
The one that has the time.
This bar?
No, not that one. Click on it.
This?
No. Just click on the bar.
This?
No. See the time right there? 10:24? Click on it.
10:24, click on it. Finally, I figured out what you were saying. No.
There's a little arrow all the way to the left of the bar.
Yeah, I tried that. That's the next email. Okay, so I've never been stupid enough to do that before in Yahoo. I do it in my own all the time to close things up. And this, I swear, should be the thing that should... It did. I only clicked that about 5 times prior to the point that it finally decided to work. So, I'm...
I tried it and it didn't work. I sent it to my... In the to field, I sent it to my student email. That's the only place I sent it to. And I copied my staff email.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Let's go back
and... It only went to my student. It didn't go to my staff when I copied it. But it showed up in my student one as copying my staff, but I never actually got one. So it didn't actually send it. It just showed that it was sent.
But. I think... Here I got my 2 is going to P Grocer 11. My 2 is going to P Grocer 11. My 2 is going to be Grocer 11. The from I can change, but that shouldn't do anything. And the CC, and I swear, didn't I just get it? I think I just got it. Test CC again. Okay? And we'll save that.
It gets convoluted because you're forwarding your emails and
yeah, no, I know that.
They all have the same names.
I know, but the CC, I am not sending this particular one. The only thing that it should be sending to is through the CC, right? Looking at this particular one.
Looking at that one, it's going to send it to your pgrossr11@bristolcc and your pgrossr11@mail.bristol.mass.
And send me maybe a second one down there, but that goes to pgrossr11 again. Yeah. Right?
Right.
So.
And the copy, you're saying you're copying it to the priscilla.grosser.
I've got the copy going there. So if I go and look at. Well, first I have to send it.
Save and send.
Okay, so I've saved it now. I'm sending it, and it should say test CC again. Right? Because I changed the subject to say test CC again. Test CC again. It came through. So, okay, it doesn't like you and it likes me, but I don't know what to say. But, I mean, this test has a pgrossr11 as well, and CC came through to me. And, I mean, that's the way I remember it working, so I'm happy right now, because that's the way I remember it working. But this one is going to pgrossr11 again.
Now, have you, can you check your pgrossr11 account? I know you're about to say the pgrossr11.grosser account.
It wouldn't do any good, because that's Outlook, and it's immediately sent.
That's the one that you copied it to.
Right, but that goes to Outlook. And Outlook, I don't keep it, nothing stays in Outlook. It gets sent.
To where?
To Yahoo.
To this account?
Yes. This account has, if you look down it, it has all of the junk that I get from Bristol.
How many emails are you forwarding to this account?
How many? What do you mean? Just one place, Outlook. Priscilla.grosser@bristolcc.edu is the only thing that's getting forwarded. Okay. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's put somebody else in here.
Yeah, copy me.
Okay, so give me your address.
E. Oldford 11.
At mail.bristol.mass.
That'll be the test.
Well, only partially, because I don't know if Bristol is somehow. I don't know.
Well, that'll test the functionality of the copy.
I'd like to send it actually to your Eric Oldford at Outlook, too, if this doesn't work. Because you have an Outlook account.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was I doing? I want to send this. And it's saying test CC again, so that's the one you're getting. And you can now look and see if you get that. And now I am sending it to your other account.
And it worked, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah, I don't know why it wasn't going to my staff one, unless it was going to junk mail.
That's right. Did you look in the spam folder? Because sometimes these things show up in your spam folder. Okay. I will take this out so I don't send this to you constantly.
That's appreciated.
Okay. Then I went on to do color one, which actually was basically the same thing. I don't think I actually made many changes there. But color A, no, I think that's looking very much the same. Color CC is the one I wanted to look at. You can also do, put in the CSS. So I've got now, inside my message, I've got background color pink, color green, which means I want to get a font of green. Now, this one you can run and see. If you come down here to color CSS 1, okay, I tried this. One of the articles that I read, because as we have discovered, the world keeps changing, and so I was kind of reading about it this weekend. And one of the things that I read is that the color actually works better if you use the local color embedded like this when you're using email. That instead of putting it up at the top, some of the recommendations were that you try embedding it all the time. So I tried it with one. I didn't think about it. I should have tried it with body. I should have embedded the style with body too. But I tried this one. So we're going to take a look at this. And see how this one works. So I am going with email color CSS 1. Okay. And again, I should be getting this at my Yahoo account. And notice that the red came across in my Yahoo account. So the one I embedded, I made it bold, I made it a larger font, and I made it red, and that came through. But I'm not seeing the pink, and I'm not seeing the green that I put up with the top one. So now, if I go to here and look at the inbox and take it. Now I am picking up the green. So the font of green didn't get the pink, but I got the font of green. Okay. So again, I've got this one working, and I suspect that if I took that and put it in the body, it might actually end up working. And that would be... Okay, try that. We've got all of 7 minutes. Go find this one. Edit. And I'm going to... File new, so I'm going to make a new one, which is the way I always play this game. Spell right? Email color, yeah. So I'm going to take in the body, and I'm going to say... style equals, and then I'm going to have background color, and pink I think works, so I'm going to try it. Color green. so now I'm going to try running two. Change the name. Okay, so that worked over in the BCC account. I'm getting my background, and now I am going to go and see if it's working in my Yahoo account. Nope. Still didn't. That's interesting. Is that the latest one that I got? 1040, that should be it. Okay, I got nothing there. So I guess the basic thing is only do color if you really don't care. You know. Same code generated this here and that there. Yeah.
So both the domain names and the two prompt email addresses have to be BCC related?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I tried sending it to my other account from my BCC account and it didn't get sent.
No. They've got security locks on, so it has to go only to a Bristol account.
Okay.
If you have access to a different account someplace, you can do it, but we are only allowing it to go to Bristol. They changed that, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
I missed how you get the background color.
I can find it. There. I put it down there, actually. Yeah. Actually, I should probably try taking it out and seeing if that has an impact. So I will take that out. This is CSS2. And not leave it both ways and see if that has any impact at all. Sorry, you've reached the maximum, so close some stuff. That's fine. Have a good time. No, it still didn't make a change. Come on, you can do it. Yeah, no, it still didn't, even when I took that out, so. Okay. And everything you read basically says color is iffy. That you better resign yourself to not caring. So. Okay, we will finish, as I said, next Tuesday. Okay, first of all, Max will be here Saturday. From, I think I said, around 10 to 4.
No, Friday.
Friday, thank you.
Oh.
Friday.
Oh, not Saturday, too.
No, Friday. Friday. Sorry, he'll be here Friday from 10 to 4. Then Tuesday, I am not going to be doing any lectures. It's going to be an open lab day all day from 9:30 to 3. So if you don't need any help, you got a day off. And then Thursday we'll finish up email, hopefully. And then the last thing we have is sessions and cookies. And we'll do that the following weeks. Okay. But those, I believe, are the last topics that I have to do. So, Tuesday is a come for help day. Friday is a come for help day. And let's try to get everybody caught up. And I'm done.